Il-Papa jitlob għadmim fil-ġlied f'Gaza u fl-Ukrajna fil-messaġġ tiegħu tal-Għid. Il-President Ukrajn jgħid li l-attakki Russi fuq l-infrastruttura tal-pajjiż qegħdin jgħeddu il-provvista tal-enerġija u id-bassir tal-influenza fl-Awstralja juri li dan l-istaġun ser ikun wieħed diffiċli. Nsellmilkom dan huwa ġewwaxa bulettin ta' aħbarijiet miġbura mir-riżorsi tal-SBS. Il-Papa Franġisku uża il-messaġġ tal-Għid fil-Vatikan jitlob għall-waqfien mill-ġlied bejn-Iżrael u l-Ħamas u biex tintemm il-gwerra fl-Ukrajna. Il-Papa indirizza eluf ta' nies miġbura fil-pjazza tal-Vatikan wara li rtira mill-purċissjoni tal-ġimgħa l-kbira minħabba saħħtu u qal lill-ġemgħa li l-gwerra hija assurda.
Il mio pensiero va soprattutto alle vittime.
My thoughts go especially to the victims of the many conflicts worldwide, beginning with those in Israel and Gaza, and in Ukraine. May the risen Christ open a path of peace for the war-torn peoples of those regions. In calling for respect for the principles of international law, I express my hope for a general exchange of all prisoners between Russia and Ukraine, all for the sake of all.
Tutti per tutti.
Il-President Ukrajn Volodymyr Zelensky jgħid li l-attakki Russi fuq l-infrastruttura ta' l-Ukrajna huma terribli u qegħdin idajfu il-gass u l-elettriku tal-pajjiż. Il-kap ta' l-akbar kumpanija ta' l-enerġija privata jirrapporta li 5 mis-6 pjanti ġratilhom ħsara jew inqerdu. Il-kumpanija tgħid li 80% tal-kapaċità ta' l-enerġija li tiġġenera intilfet wara ġimgħtejn ta' attakki Russi u jistgħu jieħdu 18 il xahar biex jitranġaw.
Russian terrorists are now targeting such vile strikes to cause the energy bleeding of Ukraine. We gave all the necessary signals to our partners, all the specific requests to everyone who has the necessary air defense systems, to everyone who has the necessary missiles. America, Europe, our other partners, everyone knows what we need. Everyone knows how important it is right now to help us protect ourselves from these blows. At this very moment.
L-aħħar tbassir dwar l-influenza fl-Awstralja juri li dan l-istaġun ser ikun wieħed diffiċli. Jista' jkun qar minn tas-sena l-oħra bin-numru ta' dawk bl-influenza jkun akbar. L-aktar sintomi komuni jkunu konġezzjoni fl-imnifsejn, sola u ġieħ fil-ġisem u l-ġogi u deni. L-uffiċjal mediku ewlieni ta' Medibank, it-tabib Chris Robinson, għal il-Channel 9 li n-nies għandhom joqogħdu attenti għal dawn is-sintomi.
So in humans there's really three types of flu that we would worry about, A, B and C. However, what we see of primary concern for humans is A and B. At the moment we're seeing A circulating at about 60%. Whilst B is about 40% of infections. Yeah, I think we're all guilty of getting a bit of a runny nose or a cough and sort of sitting it out and staying at home and not worrying about it, and so this is certainly people getting tested.
Produtturi ta' l-imbit fl-Awstralja jistennew li jieħdu snin twal qabel jirkupraw il-1.1 biljun dollaru bejħ imbit fiċ-Ċina wara li l-gvern Ċiniż neħħaq it-tariffi li kien poġġa b'kastik fuq l-importaturi Awstraljani. Dan wara li ċ-Ċina ħabbret li mhux se timponi aktar sanzjonijiet fuq l-importazzjoni tal-imbit Awstraljan li kienu imponuti fis-sena 2020. Din id-deċiżjoni tneħħi waħda mill-aħħar sanzjonijiet maġġuri ta' 20 biljun dollaru fuq l-esportazzjoni Awstraljana għalkemm għad hemm restrizzjonijiet fuq il-laħam taċ-ċanga u l-lobster. Il-kap eżekuttiv tal-industrija ta' l-għeneb u l-imbit Awstraljan li McLean jgħid li potenzjalment jgħaddu ma l-10 snin qabel issu jirkupra kif kien qabel.
Eventually perhaps it can, but we're not expecting that it's going to come back in to the $1.2 billion figure we saw a couple of years ago. That takes time. It's going to take some time to get back into the market and rebuild those connections with consumers. But there's no doubt that Chinese consumers have a real affinity for Australian wine, and we're looking forward to being able to provide that soon.
Min-naħa tagħha il-Ministru tal-Affarijiet Barranin Penny Wong tgħid li l-Gvern Federali qed jaħdem biex restrizzjonijiet oħra jitnaqsu.
We're really pleased that since this government has been elected, we've seen almost $19 billion worth of exports have trade impediments removed based on 2019 figures. This is a decision that will benefit many Australians, wine growers, wine producers everywhere, and we thank them for their patience and their fortitude through this period of time. We know there's more to do, and we are working hard on ensuring that lobster and red meat establishments also get access to the Chinese market.
L-sport Sliema Wanderers għamluwa għas-semifinali bl-aktar mod drammatiku meta dawru telfa frebħa kontra Musta wara loti tal-penalties. L-iskor wara id-10 minuta kien wieħed b'wieħed fil-waqt li dak wara il-120 minuta kien 2-2 bis-Slimiżi jirbħu bil-penalties bl-iskor ta' 4-3. Floriana għaddew għas-semifinali meta qilbu lil Marsa Xlok bl-iskor ta' 2-2 biż-żewġ gowls jaslu fit-tieni taqsima. Fl-aktar logħba mistennija mill-kwarti finali tal-FA Trophy kienu Birkirkara li għamluha ma' l-aħħar erba' hekk jifrebħu lil Hamrun Spartans bloti tal-penalties wara il-120 minuta l off l-Stadium Nazzjonali. U kif kien mistenni, Gżira United avvanzaw għas-semifinali ta' l-FA Trophy meta fis-Centenary Stadium huma qelbu lit-tim ta' National Amateur League imġar United bl-iskur ta' 2-2. Wintemmu dal-bulettin ta' ħbarijiet parselin ir-rapport ta' temp xemx mistenni f'Perth wara l-xita li kenna matul il-lejl ħalbit ta' xita mistennija f'Adelaide, f'Melbourne, Hobart, Canberra, Wollongong, Sydney, Newcastle, Cairns u Darwin. Dak kien bulettin ta' ħbarijiet mir-radju ta' l-SBS għallum it-tlieta it-tieni jum tax-xahar ta' April tas-sena 2024.